Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In our last teaching, we discussed the importance of having joy in our lives. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22 says, "A merry heart does good like medicine." And Proverbs 15 and 15 says, "He who possesses a merry heart has a continual feast." You see, God created us to be joyful. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, let me repeat it, rejoice. Billy Sunday, a famous baseball player in the early 1900s, became an evangelist. And listen to one of the things he said at a church service. He said, "Some people have just enough religion to make themselves miserable. If there's no joy in your religion, then you've got a leak in it. God likes a little humor, as evidenced by the fact that he made the monkey, the parrot, and some of you here this morning." He said, "Some of you." I like that. God is a God of joy. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5 and 22 that the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And often when God is present with his people, he will release his joy to refresh them. Zephaniah chapter 3 and 17 says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save you. He will rejoice over you with singing." God rejoices when he comes in our midst. In fact, you may not hear him singing, but he's singing when he comes, the Bible tells us. Psalm 16 and 11 says, "You will show me the paths of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." You cannot experience real joy until you allow God to enter into every area of your life. And many people keep keys to different areas in their lives, even after they're born again, and they refuse to let God in that area. Well, that's an area you'll never have joy in. You'll never have victory. You'll never have peace. I want to encourage you today to open all of the doors within your life and let God in, because he wants to bring you joy through every circumstance of life. Romans chapter 14 and 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven without becoming born again. Now listen to what Jesus says in John 3 and 3. He said, "With all the earnestness that I possess, I tell you this, unless you are born again, you can never get in to the kingdom of God." There's some people who say, "Well, what does it mean to be born again?" Nicodemus, in fact, had to ask Jesus this same question. You see, to be born again, we're talking about a spiritual rebirth happening within our lives. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, every person died spiritually. In Romans chapter 5 and 12, it says, "When Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone has sinned." And when that happened, the human race became infected with sin that causes us to desire to follow our own carnal ways, to disobey the word of God. The Bible tells us that without Christ in our lives, without being born again of the Spirit of God, that we will not enter into the kingdom of God. We will not make it to heaven. So that's a very serious thing to think about. Sometimes people hear the word of God
and it's just another message. In their mind, the Bible says every word of God is true. All of the word of God is for admonition and teaching and instruction. But I want you to listen today, because one of the most important things is where you will spend your eternity. Will you spend it in heaven, or will you spend it in hell? Well, some people say, well, I don't believe in heaven and hell. I don't believe that anything happens to us once we die. Well, the Bible tells us that we have an immortal soul, an immortal spirit. The Bible says that God breathed into man and man became a living soul. That part of God that he breathed into humanity is a part of himself that remains forever. In other words, you are a spirit being that possesses a soul and lives in a body. The body is the shell that you live. But one day when your body dies, we call that death, your spirit will still be very much alive. And you will step right out of that body. You'll watch people perhaps while they're crying over you or whatever, or they're putting the blanket over your head, and you'll say, oh my goodness, I must be dead. The truth of the matter is, your body is dead, but you are very much alive. And at that point, you're going to either go to heaven or you're going to be escorted to hell. That's very, very important for every human being to realize and to begin to think about right now before it's too late. Now, I told you that sin has affected and infected every one of us. The Bible says that the soul that sins shall surely die. It is the sin in our life that causes us to disobey God and for us to live for our own carnal desires. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, don't you know that those who do wrong will not share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sins, who are idol worshipers, who are idolaters, male prostitutes, homosexuals, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusers, and swindlers, none of them will have their share in the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in Matthew 25 and 41, hell is their destination. It says, then shall he say also unto them, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Can I tell you this or remind you of this? Hell was never created for human beings. But there's no other place to go once you die. You see, when you reject Jesus Christ, when you don't have him in your life, then he is the only way to heaven. You can't just roam around the earth like people would like us to think that there are spirits and ghosts just hanging around here. That's not true. There are evil spirits, yes, and they do hang around. But I promise you, it's not your Uncle Sam or your Aunt Sue. They are not hanging around the earth. They have departed either in heaven or in hell. That's where they are today. Now, sin leads to death. We all have a sin problem. And the soul that sins shall surely die. Now listen to what Romans 6 and 23 says. It says, for the wages of sin is death. I like that verse because it shows that when you sin, you are working hard at it. Sin is not easy on you. In fact, if you see individuals who have sinned for many years, it shows on their face. It shows in their body. It shows in their expression and even the way they walk, because sin is a very hard taskmaster. The wages of sin lead to death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, God sent his own Son to deliver us from the penalty of sin. John 3:16 and 17 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful that he says everyone who believes? Whoever believes in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God and accepts him as their Savior, the Bible says they shall have eternal life. It's just that easy. In Romans chapter 5 and 17, it says, the sin of Adam caused death to rule over us. But all who receive God's wonderful gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. And let me say something to you today, because a lot of people say that God is too good to send me to hell. You're absolutely right. God doesn't send people to hell. They choose to go there. You see, you choose where you spend your eternity. Your selection will either be accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as the Bible said, and going to heaven, or rejecting him and going to hell. It's your choice. The Bible says in John 3 and 36, and all who believe in God's Son will have eternal life. Those who do not obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but the wrath of God remains upon them. So the only way that you can go to heaven is by receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior. You say, I don't believe in hell. You will when you get there. And there's no way out. This is the time to make your decision for Jesus Christ as Savior. That's why God sent you here today. Every one of us have an opportunity today before it's too late to make sure that we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. The Bible says there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. You may say, I'm in some other religion. Okay, fine. But it's not going to take you to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. How do you know that? The Bible tells me that. So you just believe the Bible? That's right. The Bible is the word of God. The Bible says, let every man be a liar and let God be the truth. And he is the truth. And he created each of us here today.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Talking about heaven, heaven is a place of inexplicable joy. How many of you are going there? Let me see your hands. Amen. Put your hands down. Don't leave before the service is over, though. Let's just wait around a little while. You know, some people are so excited to get to heaven, and I always remind them, well, make sure it's your time to go. Don't get there ahead of the time you're supposed to be there, because God will say, well, what are you doing here? How did you get here so early? God has an appointed time for all of our lives, and we don't know when it is. That's why we have to always be ready. Somebody say amen. Amen. God wants us to experience joy right now. He doesn't want us to wait for heaven. God is the God of joy. And you know, life is such that it has difficulties and it has storms and circumstances that can weigh us down at times, but God doesn't want you to lose your joy. God doesn't want you to give your joy away to that circumstance, to that situation. So how can we maintain joy when we're going through difficulties in life? You know, some people think that if you're a Christian, if you love the Lord, you never go through troubles or problems. Well, that's just not true. I have to correct that if someone's told you that. In Psalm 34 and verse 19, it says, "The righteous face many troubles, but the Lord rescues them from each and every one. For the Lord protects them from harm." I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's happening in your life today, but I can promise you this. If you're in trouble, the Lord will rescue you from every trouble, and the Lord will protect you from all harm. Now give the Lord thanks for that. Some of us are going through trouble right now, and that's good news. Amen. So how do we maintain our joy? Number one, praise the Lord. You say, well, I don't feel like praising Him. It's okay. Praise Him anyway. Praise is a decision. Praise is not always because you're happy or you're joyful. Joy comes after you praise, not necessarily before you praise. It is a decision. In Psalm 9 and verse 14, it says, "I will rejoice in thy salvation, O Lord. I will rejoice." See, it's a decision. Well, things are happening in my life. I don't feel like I have anything to praise God about right now. Well, will to praise the Lord. Praise Him. The Bible says praise Him at all times. His praise is to be in our mouth at all times. In fact, God expects you to praise Him sacrificially. Jeremiah chapter 33 and 11 says, "Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord." In other words, the time when you feel like going to church the least because you're going through all kinds of trouble in your life, that's the time God says, come on in and bring the sacrifice of praise. Praising can be a sacrifice sometimes. What does that mean? That means I don't feel like praising. It's hard to praise God. There's nothing going on right now in my life to want to praise God. So give Him the sacrifice of praise. That's what the Bible says. You know, you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Don't look for other people to prop you up, especially when you're going through trouble. You get around the wrong people and they'll dig a grave and bury you in it. You start to share with people all the things that are going on in your life and you say, oh my goodness, I was happy till I met you today. You have got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to do it. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6 that David was greatly distressed, for his men spoke of stoning him to death. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes you have to say to yourself, soul, bless the Lord. Soul, praise the Lord. Well, do you see the problem? Yeah, I see it. Let's bless God anyway. Yeah, does it look like God's going to come and show up on time? I don't know. In fact, it's already 12 o'clock, but let's just go ahead and praise God. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to praise God, and that's when the earthquake came, and it destroyed the prison, and the prison doors all flung open. When was it? At midnight. Say at midnight. God will come and meet my need. That's right. Forget about 11:59, folks. Forget about it. God comes at midnight. That's when the earthquake comes and shakes everything that can be shaken. Some of you are going through situations that are all mixed up. God comes at midnight and He shakes it all up and it all comes back together again the way it's supposed to come back. Somebody give praise today. That's right. The Bible says you've got to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Once again, God doesn't come and put a garment of praise on you. You have to put it on. It says, put on the garment of praise to defeat the spirit of heaviness. There is a spirit of heaviness. Every time something wrong goes on in your life, the spirit of heaviness comes to visit you. and shows you all the problems and shows you all the things that are going wrong and says, may I come and be a part of you now. Let me put my arm around you. See, all of a sudden, you were nervous, you were anxious, but all of a sudden now you feel heaviness. That's because the spirit of heaviness has come and put his arm around you. You need to take off that heaviness by putting on a garment of praise. You need to tell heaviness, you need to tell oppression when you're going through problems, excuse me, get your hand off of me because I'm putting on the garment of praise. I can't put this on while your arm is in the way, so just get your arm off of me. I'm putting on praise. We need to begin to lift our hands. We need to begin to open our mouths. We need to begin to move our feet to praise and glorify God. I heard a song that said, if you want joy, jump for it. I believe that. I believe somewhere in between you jumping up and before you come down, God will send joy to meet you on the way. The Bible says in Psalm 30 and 11, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and you have clothed me with joy that I may sing praises unto you. You see, praise is a weapon given by God against the attacks of the enemy and the storms of life. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, it's the joy of the Lord that's your strength. Don't give up your joy. When you're going through a situation, don't put your joy down. Don't say, oh my goodness, I've got to handle this, so I've got to put my joy down. No, 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 no. Anything that does not fit in your hand with your joy, don't let it even come into your hands. You maintain your joy. You keep your joy. When the devil comes against you, when you're being attacked, just laugh at him. Laugh at your problems. Maintain your joy. In Psalm 100, verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So if you can't even praise him, make a noise that sounds joyful. Regardless of what comes into your life, God expects you to speak joy. Speak joy to your problem. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Listen, you say, well, I'm going through something. God says, I know. God says, okay, come on, serve me with gladness. Yeah, but I don't feel like singing. The Lord says, I know. Come into my presence with singing. You say, Lord, I need to get into your presence. He says, yes, I know. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving. Come unto the courts with praise. Be thankful. Bless my name. And about time you start remembering who God is, your problems will just flee from you. I've heard it said, when the devil comes to the door, send Jesus to the door to answer. Send God to the door. And you just have a party. You just praise the Lord. You just thank God because it's only a matter of time before he comes. Now, one of the problems we have is we don't even know why we were created. There's a lot of people saying, why am I here? Why was I born? And then they start looking all around, trying to find out the answer. And Isaiah 43 and 21, it says, this people I have formed for myself, they are to praise me. So if we're not praising God already, we are not operating in our true call. You were called every day to have joyful praise in the presence of the Lord. When you open your eyes, when you get out of bed, you're to joyfully praise the Lord. You say, why? Because that's what you were created to do. You ever have those little toys and you put the batteries in? And if it's a button that you push that button and whatever it's supposed to say, it says it. Why? Because it was created to do that. Well, that's the way we're supposed to be as believers. When you open your eyes in the morning, you're supposed to say, praise the Lord. That's why I was created, to give joyful praise to the Lord.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two. Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Maintaining Joy During the Storms of Life, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, we're praying today because you invite us to pray, and you invite us to ask you to show us the future. Lord, we need your direction. We need your help. We need your guidance. You said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Guide us, direct us, help us. We put our trust in you, and we thank you for divine intervention and guidance in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.